You are a member of the military academy?
I'm a cadet, sir, at Bradley Military Academy, yeah.
And you are a junior cadet?
Yes, sir.
All right. You guys are there, and you are seeing the images coming from Iraq. You're seeing the images of the armed forces around the world. What was your impression?
Well, we are very proud of the troops, Marine and Army divisions that are in action in the theater currently in Iraq and Afghanistan. And we're very proud of them. We're also a little bit envious because we want to be a part of it, too.
You want to be in action, huh?
Yes, sir. That is basically what we're training for. And we're hoping that we do get our opportunity. And it's difficult for a lot of the cadets to see the news being reported that shows our troops really going from one victory to the next, and we're not a part of that.
All right. So when you were saying, you mentioned that this is a problem at the cadet level of seeing the images of the troops coming back from, or not coming back from Iraq, but being in action in Iraq or Afghanistan.
Well, it's not really a problem. Mr. Henry, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
That's okay.
But the images of our soldiers, like I say, are being broadcast on the Army and Marine personnel, and they're going from one victory to the next. And that only serves to increase my desire and also the desire of the other cadets to be involved in the action that we're being trained ultimately to serve our country in combat. And when the media feeds us these images continuously on a daily basis, it's the clear intention is to inspire us to keep our edge up.
Well, you know what? I've talked to, like, Marine officers who've said that their Marines might go into town and get a little beer in them and find some trouble, but as long as nobody died, because they're kind of on the edge. And I suppose I understand that, but you're a cadet. You're not yet a soldier.
Well, I'm not really clear what you mean by that.
Well, meaning that you're not yet in the theater.
I mean, we're ready right now to go to war for our country. And see, people need to understand that it isn't just the soldiers that are there. At the cadet level, we're ready to just do what it takes for our country. And
all right, but you see, this incident that took place at Townsend Middle School in Altadena, which is where your military academy is located?
Yes, in Altadena, yeah.
All right, well, this incident, which is a public middle school, a group of cadets, and you were one of them, went on the campus.
Well, see, but you just indicated that we're just blowing off steam. I mean, we're being fed images every day about...
Yeah, but let me just mention, the school claims that a group of cadets from Bradley came on campus from your school, turning over garbage cans, stuffing toilet paper in toilets.
Well, let me tell you how it started.
They also started a couple of three or four trash can fires.
Well, let me tell you how it started. We decided to go to Townsend Middle School to represent.
When you say represent, what is that? To go out?
We were in uniform. And to remind the middle school kids that they may be in middle school, but that's really not much compared to what we're doing because we're in a military academy. And we had been looking at the Iraq images, so we wanted to start an operation.
Well, okay, so you went on campus, you started turning over, you set garbage can fires, turning over garbage cans. Somebody drew an obscene picture on there's a picture there of the school founder.
Oh, well, first of all, we got eyeballed by one of the students. We came on campus to represent. One of them eyeballed Cadet Salazar, and another one eyeballed Cadet Dotson. So that made us, I mean, that was a challenge to us. And all we wanted to do is let off some steam.
You got eyeballed.
Well, they eyeballed us, which means they were mad dog and they were staring us.
All right, so you guys went around, set trash can fires, and you painted a pair of breasts on the picture of the school founder?
I'm not familiar with who did that, but...
Well, that's what happened, and that's what the police say happened. They claim that the cadets were responsible for this. Is this something that you should do as a representative?
Well, the Marines get to go into town and blow off steam, but we don't get to. And another thing is, they keep feeding us images of Iraq. They want to get us ripe. They're trying to ripen us up for the combat. And so you sit there and you watch it, and you want to go and do something. And we told the school it never would have happened if the kids had not eyeballed us while we was in our uniforms.
All right, R.C. Collins is with us. Don't you think what you did is, and I'll give her a number out, 1-800-449-8686. Don't you think what you did was vandalism?
No, sir. Not at all.
It wasn't vandalism?
No, sir.
Why?
Because we were in uniform from Bradley Military Academy, and because we need to blow off steam same way all the other troops get to, only that they get to, and we don't. So that's all the difference. And the other thing that's frustrating is, right now I'm 16, but I'm not allowed to fight for my country, and that's pretty, I don't know, it's pretty messed up if you, you know, are trying to do it. So,
all right, among the things you did is you set trash can fires, stuffed toilet paper, two cherry bombs were lit and exploded in some toilets, a urinal was destroyed. You guys painted breasts, which is considered obscene, on a photograph, some kind of a photograph of the founder of the school. There were other things, you know, running around. Were you touching girls?
No, we did not touch the girls. I mean, we ran by and we, I guess I'm saying I don't think this conversation's serving. I'm trying to...
No, I just want to know, did you touch one of the girls?
No, sir, I did not.
Well, some girl reported that you guys ran by and pulled their skirts up and then kept on running.
That was one of the other cadets.
Don't you think this stuff is juvenile?
No, it's no more juvenile than when the Marines leave Camp Pendleton and go into Oceanside to have a drink. It's no more, and then somebody eyeballs them. They get to say,
Well, I mentioned that these are Marines who are about to go into combat.
Yeah, because they're allowed to go into combat, but we're not. That makes it doubly bad. And it makes it doubly bad because at least the Marines know they get to go into combat, so maybe they can keep a lid on it. But we know we'll never be allowed to go into combat. What do we do with all of our, you know, with all of the drive that we have to go out and defend our country? And so we decided on this operation because it would express it.
All right, well, you're running by, pulling up the dresses of girls, and setting trash can fires. And the school, obviously, this Townsend Middle School was very upset about it. 1-800-449-8686, our number. Here is Isaac on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi, sir. This, you know, I like to keep my battalion and regiment where I'm located. I'm at Camp Pendleton, but I like to keep my unit, you know, off the air. You know, as far as what this young gentleman did and, you know, a couple others...
What do you mean off the air? Oh, you mean where you are?
Right, that's correct. I'm at Camp Pendleton, but I like to keep my regiment and... My battalion kept off the air.
How come?
So I don't know how much I can say in regards to this young man's conversation about how much I'm going to mention about Iraq. I don't know if I can mention how much, you know, how much I'm entitled to say.
Yeah. Okay.
As far as what
this
young man's saying,
are you a Marine?
I am.
Semper Fi.
Thank you. Hoorah. Okay. Now let's get down to business.
You don't mind some cadet saying that to you?
No, I don't. It's very, you know, Semper Fi Dallas means always faithful, and it's a Marine. So it's Latin. That's where it comes from. It's always faithful.
It's Latin for, yeah.
So listen, all right, what you refer to as an operation as far as this thing, it wasn't. It's a vendetta. Okay, you had something against these guys because they were mad dogging you or whatever. An operation is Operation Iraqi Freedom, Operation Enduring Freedom. It's for a noble cause. What this was, you know, you got pissed off and angry. And so you got a little rage.
But what do we get to do? You guys get to go into Oceanside and have some beers.
But you know what? I don't. I'm only 19 years of age. I don't get to go on town and have some beers. Most of the time I'm pulling guard duty. I'm 19 years of age. I don't get beers.
Yeah, but tell me that you don't have a beer.
I don't have a beer because Marine Corps regulations state that if I am caught with a beer in my hand and the commanding officer finds out about it, then I am subject to penalty, Marine Corps martial penalty.
Well,
so I do not have beer.
Are you saying you don't have a beer?
Okay, how old are you?
I think he just said he doesn't have a beer.
Okay, how old are you? I'd like to know that.
I'm 16.
You're 16. Okay. Do you plan on joining the military?
Yes, sir. I want to be commissioned in the United...
Don't call me sir. I'm not an officer.
I want to be commissioned in the United States Army.
You can just say... Okay. Listen. the things over there, I understand your frustration and anger because you can't go over and fight.
The Marines are over there right now, and they're...
I understand that. I just came back. I understand that.
You know, they're doing a great job. We don't get to do anything.
No, that's not true, because what you're doing right now is doing something already for this country. I mean, it's patriotic and admirable, yes, but going, setting trash cans on fire, no, that's not. That's just ridiculous.
And pulling up a girl's dress.
Yeah, that's just, that's not right.
Well, how else do we express the frustration with civilians who don't appreciate
I got spit on the other day in uniform. I understand how you feel. Yeah, that's...
Spit on?
Yes.
Hey, you should have kicked his ass.
No, because I have something called tact. Okay?
You know what? Don't you ever see these civilians and you want to just go up and kick them square into the...
You know what? I do. But
because
you know what? I do.
Use that language, son.
Well...
Okay. Yeah. 3 months. 3 months changed a lot in my life.
Yeah.
Okay? And I realized that a lot of things I did were stupid and wrong. And I hope when you get to that point in your life and stage that you can finally realize that too.
I think that a Marine that went to Iraq should be allowed to have a beer because of what you see.
But you know what? The United States law says at 21 years of age.
Even when you're in the military, huh? Yeah.
Okay?
You're a Marine. You know, if something moves, you kill it.
No, that's not necessarily true. It's not like that anymore, believe me.
All right. Isaac, thank you. And thanks for your sober, clear-headed analysis of this.
No problem, sir. Thank you very much.
Well, I mean, I get the feeling you two guys think I'm some stupid kid.
Can I just say something?
Do you understand that I want to...
Listen,
go to Iraq?
I can. You know why I enlisted in the military? Because I, out of pure frustration, I enlisted in the military. I understand that's not what you can do, okay? But you can still, out of frustration, write letters to our troops and support them in Iraq.
Did you bayonet an Iraqi?
I'm sorry?
That's not
an appropriate question. I cannot answer that.
Why don't you ask him a question like that?
I want to know if he got in tight,
I cannot answer
close
that.
Action.
Okay.
I cannot answer
Isaac,
that.
Isaac, thank you for your call. It's Isaac, who is a Marine at Camp Pendleton. What do you mean, did you bayonet an Iraqi?
I want to know about... It's something you wouldn't understand, Mr. Hendry, and most of your callers wouldn't. As a cadet at Bradley Military Academy, we want to be in action for our country, and they won't let us. How do we blow off steam? We went and we, you know, did what we did. I mean, if we pulled down a guy's pants or whatever, it's to let off steam.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Let off steam is one thing, man, but setting off trash can fires... Painting obscene things on school memorials and cherry bombs and taking a baseball bat to a urinal. It's just vandalism, in my opinion. This young man is a cadet. He says the Marines get to go into town and have beers and blow off steam. What can we do? We're just cadets. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to The Phil Hendry Show. I have R.C. Collins, who is a young junior cadet at Bradley Military Academy, talking about his frustration seeing all of the images coming back from Iraq, and he's not able to be there. It's The Phil Hendry Show. Look, I'm hearing from a lot of people. We're going to talk to some, R.C., that understand you're a military cadet, and you are anxious to get into action for your country. You are not yet in the United States military.
I don't know where are you coming from with that. What do you mean I'm not in the military?
Well, you're a military cadet. You're not a soldier.
We're an extension of the military of the America. And the other thing is that...
Now, let me ask you something, though. When you went on that campus and you were doing all that vandalism, did somebody paint a big, long thing on another picture?
Are you talking about...
I'm talking about something phallic.
I believe so, yes, sir.
And was that you?
Yes, sir, it was.
Okay, this was on a long painting of one of the other school's founders. You painted a big thing.
Yes, sir, I did. It was a way of expressing my frustration with these kids that are going to that school, and they don't understand that I want to go to Iraq and kill the enemy on their behalf, and they're eyeballing me and everything.
So you paint a big, long, phallic symbol on this guy's painting.
I felt it was appropriate, an appropriate statement.
1-800-449-8686. R.C. Collins, my guest, here's Casey. Hello, Casey.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I'd just like to say that if people like you are going to represent the United States military, I do not want to see you in my force. I really don't.
What are you talking about?
What am I talking about? My husband was just got back from that war. I was going to be sent there. I was unable to go. This is not a joke, young man.
What do you mean
not.
You weren't able
people
to go?
People die, and dying is not a joke.
I want to
go over there to kill people. You go over there for the cause.
I want to go over there and fight for the country. What's
they,
wrong with
oh,
that?
Oh, you talk about baiting up people. You go to a school and do a whole bunch of immature things. What the heck? I picture you getting an Article 15, getting kicked out of the military for improper conduct.
We're just simply, it, nothing would have happened. We went on the school to represent. And
look, you're not wearing gang colors, man. You're wearing a cadet uniform.
You're wearing a uniform that represents the United States military.
Well,
you do not act like that in uniform. If you act like that in uniform and you were in the military, you would be in so much trouble you wouldn't know what to do with it.
What about the kid that eyeballed me?
Who cares? It's an eyeball. You're wearing the uniform. He's not. Be proud of that.
What's
wrong?
Proud
that you're wearing that uniform. You earn the right to wear that uniform. You
That's
have no
right.
clue what earning a right to wear a uniform means.
That's right. And yet, even though I'm wearing the uniform of the American military, he dared to eyeball me.
Who cares what other people think? You know what you're doing. You know what you're doing is right. And going into a school and defacing it is not the right thing. I joined the military when I was 18. I had to wait. I waited my time. I joined. I served my country.
How come
and
you
I'm
didn't go to...
proud of what I do. And people like you make me more mad
How
than
come
the
you
civilians
didn't go to...
I see.
Yeah, but
you
wait
know
a
what?
Minute.
When I was in basic training, we couldn't go on our town pass in uniform because we people were getting their butts kicked.
How
for
come?
Wearing our uniform that we earned the right to wear.
Wait a minute. Who was doing
that? I wore civilian clothes.
Casey,
I was safe.
Who was doing that? What town was this?
This was down in San Antonio, Texas, last year.
Soldiers were getting beat up?
We were told that we were the first class, because I'm in the Air Force, and we were the first class that ever got to wear civilian clothes because right before I graduated, I joined the military right when the war started.
Yeah.
So people were wearing their uniforms around downtown San Antonio, and a couple Navy individuals were assaulted.
You see, that's the difference between you and me. I would have kicked his ass.
Well, you know what? You could have kicked his ass, but then you would have gotten in trouble for it. It's not worth it. You know what you're doing is right.
How come you didn't go to Iraq? Hey, did your husband say that he bayoneted nobody?
What do you mean, did he bayonet nobody?
If he did, I'm not going to tell you. You know why? Because that's not what matters. Well, my husband almost died. My husband was shot at.
Then it's a pretty,
it's a pretty sure bet.
It's a pretty sure bet he almost bayoneted someone then.
How do you know that?
My husband is a policeman, a United States military.
Right.
You are a disgrace.
What are you talking
you
about?
You are a disgrace.
He's the guy that put underwear on people's heads.
Who is?
No.
Her husband.
They do not do that. And you know what? The people who do that over there, they get into trouble.
They got into trouble for that. All right, Casey, thank you. And
but she didn't say why she didn't go to Iraq.
Why didn't I go to Iraq?
Yeah, did you chicken out?
What kind of crap is that?
I didn't go to Iraq because I had medical problems, okay?
Yeah.
The military's not easy.
All right, hey, listen, Casey, thank you.
Not a
Thanks
problem.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, I'll bet you she... Oh, all of a sudden I've got a pimple. I better not go...
Are you calling her gutless?
All I'm saying is, Mr. Henry, I wish, God, how I wish, that I could go to the Iraq for my country. And I'll tell this right now so everybody knows. I wear my uniform out on the street, and some civilian comes up and eyeballs me. I'll kick his ass around the block for drill. I'm sorry?
Do you have family?
Yes, sir, I do.
Father, mother?
My father is currently in my life. My mother is an individual that we don't have a lot of contact with.
Yeah, I'm not going to embarrass... I don't want to ask you, but is it bad blood?
My father and mother are separated. My mother was, and I guess she still is, a drug abuser, and my father placed me here at Bradley, and it's been really good for me. And in the summer, I do live with my dad. He's in the Bay Area. He owns a number of manufacturing plants. My father has a lot of money, and I'm very fortunate.
Okay, I just wanted you to know that I just wanted to know what your family background is, and you are your military is going to be a thing, huh?
Oh, yes, sir. I mean, this is my life. I'm totally devoted to it. I can't wait to go to Iraq and mess up some people who've been being who've been committing terrorism all over the place. And when they cut off the heads of those people, I said to Cadet Salazar, you know what? When I get over there, I'm going to come out with the Iraqi insurgent head on a stick.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Let me go over here to Deborah. Go ahead, Deborah. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I just got really a few things to say. I think the problem here is that he's not getting the leadership at this Bradley Military School is leading. They're leading these young men in the wrong direction.
What are you talking about? Are you military?
No, I'm not military.
Well, I don't know.
I don't have to be military to listen to what you said here this evening.
We are training to be soldiers, and they won't let us fight.
Well, you're only 16 years old, and it's a good thing that they won't let you go. Let me say something, R.C. You have to let me talk.
Okay.
I've been listening to you talk.
But I'm ready to eat my own guts.
Hey, R.C., I have to be able to say something, okay? You have to listen.
You should have some military decorum here, R.C. Have some respect for a taxpayer.
Yeah,
exactly.
Taxpayer.
Thank you very much.
That's a hot one.
Have some respect for the taxpayers that support the Department of Defense that funds our military.
Now listen, R.C. I come from a military background through my parents, through my father. I was married to a guy in the Army, an officer who spent 2 years in Vietnam. So I'm not talking out my butt here. Okay,
well, let me talk to him then.
I do know a little. Oh, honey, he wouldn't waste the time talking to you.
Well, I got to get straight from the horse's mouth, not the horse's butt.
No,
that's not kind.
It's just a joke. I'm sorry.
You know, R.C., you really have a lot of growing up to do, and
why didn't you join? Were you chicken? Probably.
Why didn't she join?
Yeah.
R.C., that is totally irrelevant of being chicken and being...
Let's let Deborah finish. She's got some things she wants to say. Go ahead, Deborah, because you're interrupting her.
I really feel that these the leaders at this school are not guiding these young men in the right direction. I don't know if it's his fault that he thinks that way or if it's just the way he's being programmed. But let me say this, is that I would be frightened...
Excuse me, hold on. What is that?
I'm sorry?
What did I just hear?
It's a Friday night. What we do on Friday evenings, we gather for what we call a campus war drum.
Can you please not do that while the lady's talking?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Okay. Again, like I was saying, I'm not sure that it's his fault, but the problem here is that if someone like R.C. were to go to some kind of war... It's frightening to think what would happen to him. More than likely, he would be court-martialed very quickly. I mean, I'm not military,
I don't know a lot about that because you're not military.
Well,
what? I don't have to be military to hear someone talk like you talk.
You know what? I'm ready to eat my own guts for you, civilians. So get out of the way.
Oh, please!
The war's coming.
First of all, I don't think that you'll make it into the military because you're going to screw up before you get to that point. Because you're going to do something really stupid before you ever get there, thinking the way you think.
Try and get through basic training first.
Are you kidding me? Basic training just rolls off my knife.
Well,
Sean, I mean, I can't even talk to this kid.
She thought you were Sean Hannity.
Well, no, I'm not
whoever.
Sean.
His name's Phil Hendry.
Phil, I'm sorry, Phil. I'm thinking of the Sean Hannity Show. Phil, I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am. All right, look, Deborah, I'm going to let you go because I don't think you've been given any respect here, and I think that you, young man, are indeed a disgrace.
He's a disgrace? I'm ready to eat my guts for my country and for civilians like you, and you call me a disgrace?
You are
Boy, that tears it.
You are a disgrace. You need to get out of military school before you... Do something dangerous.
Thank you, Deborah, very much.
Bye.
And our regards to your husband. 1-800-449-8686. Go over to Kevin. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yes, I'd just like to say I was in the military, and I just came back from Iraq in September.
You're the kind of guy I want to talk to.
December 29th. But what I want to say is, young man, when you get over there and you start wandering some of them streets over there, you're going to figure out what life is about. and I know there is consequences and repercussions when you're in the military for irresponsible behavior. If you destroy something in the military, they're going to drum you right out, guy. Don't play games around there. Them guys mean business. That's life or death over there in Iraq. There's no room for games. None whatsoever.
I'm not playing games. We only did that because they won't let us go to Iraq. But when I go to Iraq, I'll be a one-man killing machine.
How old are you, man?
16, sir.
16 years old.
Yes, sir.
You ain't even a man yet. You ain't even proven yourself in basic training yet.
Well, like I said...
Prove yourself in basic training and then come out and talk like that. But you ain't proved yourself in basic training yet.
You gotta understand, sir, I'm psycho and so are my bros.
There's no
your
need
bros?
For you there in the military, then.
Well,
there's no need for...
I figure I'll get through basic training. I just want to get over to Iraq and start getting busy.
It ain't about that. You're not going to just get right down to the nitty-gritty. It's a precision deal. You can't just do whatever you want. You're told, you're given orders, and you will follow them orders. That's point blank and simple.
Yeah.
Or you'll get in trouble just like the people from Abu Ghraib.
That's
did.
Right. You'll get in trouble.
Look, I just want to get after something.
Are you listening to what the man is saying?
I've been there, son. I've been there and I've done it. My two brothers have been there and they've done it. I've had a lot of friends been there and done it, and I lost some friends
okay.
over there.
Okay, but what about
that's where the daggone rubber meets the daggone road there, boy.
Hey, what about that guy, Al Zarqawi?
What about him?
Ain't you guys found him?
What do you mean, Al Zarqawi? Al Zarqawi?
Yeah, the guy that's been cutting off all the heads.
That's another thing entirely, man. These guys are dealing with the insurgents. They're active fighting in the streets. That Zarqawi scumbag, I'm sure they probably got the CIA on that one.
Did you do war drums and basic training, sir?
Do what?
Did you do war drums and basic training?
We did training for war. We did common task training.
No, but I mean the war drums on Friday nights.
No, sir. That's war drums. What are you talking about? Is that some cadet deal?
A cadet deal? My understanding is it has a deep tradition in the U.S. military.
Well, what is it?
On Friday night, we get underneath the flagpole in the parade area, and we just beat on drums and just, you know, war, war.
What a kid.
War. You can take kid and stuff it.
There's nothing
dude.
Pretty about war.
Yeah, man.
Nothing at all. And when you get there, I hope to God you don't ever have to find out what it's like. I really do. I hope that every day that our men and women that wear that uniform still do not have to deal with it. But when they do, they're well-trained.
Well, let me say
because
this,
they have mature people.
War!
Shut up! Let me say this, Kevin. You're doing a great job. This is one American that appreciates it. Thank you very much, sir, for your phone call.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. War drum.
Yeah, we get together. War! War! Gotta get some!
1-800-449-8686. This young man is a cadet at Bradley Military Academy. We'll be right back with our final phone calls on the Phil Henry Show with R.C. Collins. I'll be speaking to with him in a moment, Commandant Wireman. And R.C., we're just going to take a couple more calls. You have been charged with something very serious of vandalism. You went onto a middle school. You overturned trash cans. You busted up a urinal with a baseball bat because you feel frustrated. As a military cadet, you can't go to Iraq. And I just think...
Well, I'm hearing from a lot of people, and they're military and everything, but like that one lady chickened out, so, you know, you can't really say.
That one lady didn't chicken out. She had a medical problem. Let me go to Rose on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Rose.
Hi, R.C.
Yes, ma'am.
Please give me the courtesy to talk to you.
Of course.
Not just as a civilian, but as a 53-year-old woman who enlisted in the Air Force at age 18, who came from a military family.
Did you guys do war drums?
No, ma'am. We did not, sir. We did serious military stuff. But allow me to explain something to you as a mother.
You sound very young for 53.
Thank you.
You sound like maybe, you know, 32 or some.
Thank you very much.
That's fine. Let her finish, will you?
I want to tell you I am concerned for your heart, R.C.
How are you spelling that?
Your heart.
Heart. H-E-A-R-T.
Your heart.
Okay.
I am concerned for you because you sound like you have so much hatred in you at such a young age.
Only for the ragheads.
Okay, but you know what? Our military people are not just killing machines. We are also saviors.
What are you going to do, cry about it?
No, I'm not crying. I'm trying to tell you.
Listen to this lady. She's had experience, R.C.
My cousin was in...
a different world now.
Listen
to
her.
No, it's not a different world. My cousin walked into a burning building in Japan. He was a Marine, and he pulled out 7 people at risk to his life in time of peace. There was no war. And he was given the Purple Heart for doing that.
Well, I don't get it.
What don't you get, R.C.?
What do you mean he got a Purple Heart for pulling some from...
He risked his own life and almost died.
Were they Americans he was saving?
No, he was saving Japanese people.
Huh?
Yes.
They were civilians, man.
They were civilians. And walked into a burning building.
How can he be... Isn't he kind of old for to be a cousin?
This wasn't World War II. You think she's talking about World War II?
Well, yeah. Why else would a Marine want to go and do that?
Because they're trained. We are trained to save lives at all risk. That's what real military people do. And, R.C., I also personally spent 7 days down at 9/11 packing body bags because I'm with the fire department. So let me tell you.
Did you ever find a whole body, or was it just like one leg?
You know what? You are a real
R.C.,
punk.
They were not whole bodies.
That's what I figured.
What is it with you, man? You got some kind of a sick, twisted way of...
R.C., if you really want to do something, join a fire department until you're of age to go overseas, and then go. Do some real commitment right here. We got enough terrorism here in our backyard.
Yeah, but the fire department, it's always some lady who's got a goiter on her neck that you got to pull out of a third-story building, and then she farts on the way down.
Well, you know what? Whoa. Don't put your head up her ass, and you won't worry about that.
Yeah, I guess not.
You know,
look at kid. What the lady, if I may, Rose, what the lady is saying is there's a lot of scary ass, dangerous stuff. You could get, you know, ready to eat your guts and all that crap right here in the States, being a cop, being a fireman, and then you can go overseas and fight.
Okay, great. But can I still do my war drums?
Yes, you can do your freaking war drums.
Do your war drums. What are your war drums going to do? Who are they going to scare?
It helps us inspire us to want to go over and put a raghead on the end of a stick.
Why can't you protect your people here?
I got a break, Rose. I thank you. Very heartfelt. I appreciate your comments very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's Rose, and she was in the Air Force. And this is the Phil Hendry Show.
Set up the war drums, guys.
1-800-449-8686.
The commandant of the Bradley Military Academy. And every Friday evening we gather here near the gym on the parade ground, R.C.
Thank you very much, Commandant. I'd like to welcome all the assembled cadets for tonight's war drums. Cadet Salazar will lead off, and then I'll take over. Want to also say at this time how very deeply moved we were seeing about everything that's going good in Iraq.
Yeah. All right. Kiss the gunner's daughter.
Yes, sir. Well, I love
war. Oh, yes, I love.
I had to hang up on that. I can't go there.